All right. That is indeed enough. Just another person crashing a hoverboard on Christmas Day. Now, one of the holiday season's most popular gifts is causing some serious problems. Hoverboard crashes are sending people to the emergency room, and airlines are scrambling to deal with potentially dangerous battery explosions. And New York City police say they're illegal on city streets. In other words, hashtag hoverboard fail. Well, Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us now with more on the hoverboard fails and hoverboard craze. Hi there, Derek.
Hey there.
Okay, first let me ask you, do you have one? Have you ridden one?
I do not have one, and I'm seated very firmly in Washington, D.C., and not standing on any sort of board, hovering or otherwise.
Okay, so for the five people out there in the entire universe who don't know about hoverboards, first of all, remind us, how do they work and why have they been so popular?
So the first thing to point out is that what we call a hoverboard does not actually hover, and it might not even be best described as a board. It is a self-balancing scooter. It is a platform balanced on two wheels that touch the ground, not hover, and the rider can sort of move herself by leaning, and sense pads on the device move with this shifted weight so that people can seem to float along the street or hallway or living room up to 5 or even up to 10 miles an hour. So it's the equivalent of traveling at the speed of anywhere from a slow walk to a brisk 6-minute mile pace, and it really has been the most famously successful new product of 2015's holiday season.
Yeah, but as you point out, and I'm so glad you did, they do not hover, no matter
they
what
don't.
Anyone says. I mean, but it's 2015, we're at the tail end of it, and there's the whole Back to the Future link, right?
Back to the Future 2 predicted that we would have hoverboards in 2015, and that's almost right. We don't have commercially available boards that hover, but we do have self-balancing scooters that we conveniently call hoverboards to make the prophecy self-fulfilling.
Okay, so we mentioned the hashtag hoverboard fail. It's all over Twitter. Lots of pictures and tweets of people falling over and, you know, rather seriously getting sent to the emergency room. I mean, we see at least one congressman from Florida tweeted a picture of his arm in a sling.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm just wondering what makes them so hard to use.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you hear about athletes falling off a self-balancing scooter, it definitely calls into question the applicability of the term self-balancing. If athletes are falling off, it's not doing enough to balance its riders. The product really became popular because celebrities like Justin Bieber and Kendall Jenner were seen on social media riding around on these boards. And so the device, which was popularized by social media, is now feeling the other a sharp side of the sword because it's social media is now broadcasting the fact that many young and old recipients of the hoverboards cannot, in fact, stay on them.
Yeah. So this is a product that has both the upside of popularity and the downside, right? Because we've seen already earlier in the year there were all these reports of the lithium-ion batteries catching on fire.
Right. Yeah, these devices use lithium-ion batteries, and lithium-ion batteries, as Jay Whitaker at Carnegie Mellon has explained in NPR, they have flammable electrolytes in them. And so the combination of a powerful lithium-ion battery plus the low quality of a lot of these manufactured hoverboards means that there are fires being sparked in the devices. So Amazon has stopped selling some models. The London Fire Brigade has reported several fires. You have airlines, American, Alaska Air, Delta, United Airlines, all banning hoverboards from both carry-on and checked luggage for fear that they're going to catch on fire when the plane is airborne.
Both carry-on and checked luggage.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So, I mean, is there a story here about, the dark side, if I can use that phrase right now, of toys that become extremely popular in a short period of time? Because you mentioned low quality. I mean, is part of the reason why some of them are low quality because tens of thousands of these were expected to be sold for the holiday season?
There's certainly a theme about low-quality manufacturing companies clustering into categories that seem popular. I think the bigger trend here is about mobility. You think about mobility trends over the last three decades. Bike sales spiked in the 1970s, and now bicycle sales in the U.S. have fallen since 2000 from 21 million to 18 million. Rollerblades took off in the 80s. They peaked in the 90s, and now I don't see anybody on rollerblades. Skateboards used to be inextricably linked with kids, Marty McFly, Bart Simpson, and now they're not a cultural force at all. Yeah, the Segway, even, was supposed to be the future of mobility, and now it's just for two groups, really, tourists and security personnel. So, you know, rollerblades, skateboards, bicycles, Segways, mobility is a fashion, and hoverboards are just the latest fashion, and they will eventually burn out, I think, either conceptually as a trend or literally, unfortunately, as lithium-ion battery-sparked conflagrations eat them up entirely.
Well, Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic, talking us and walking us through the hoverboard craze of 2015. Derek, thanks so much, and Happy New Year.
My pleasure. Happy New Year.